Take her away.
Yeah, rolling.
Should we explain the beanie?
Oh, it's the Magpies beanie, mate. Yeah, I always get caught up from everyone thinks I'm going to Collingwood or whatnot, but yeah, it's just the Maggie's beanie.
All right, and look, a win's a win, but what do you take away from that, given the margin and given Brisbane's ways this season?
Yeah, it was it's hard to, I suppose, you still learn something from every game, and the boys, I suppose, played it consistent four quarters. I think that's what we got away from it. And Jacko, I suppose, we learned what Jacko can do, and a few boys stepped up when they can, and yeah, I think we could just got to look at it. We obviously haven't seen it, the vision yet, but we'll look at it, take what we can and move on.
Is it frustrating that you seem to bully all the sides below you, and you know, I know you knocked off North, but you in that middle ground, you can't really make big inroads and knock off the sides above you?
Yeah, obviously it's pretty frustrating, but we've got some opportunities in coming weeks, and hopefully we can stand up and win those ones.
5 goals for yourself, your best haul for a while. You really enjoyed that?
Yeah, obviously it's nice to kick some goals and get on the scoreboard, but like I said, it was reward from the whole team, mate, and I suppose the team really, especially Jacko in the midfield and the boys that got the clearances, got it really going our way straight away.
Well, he was amazing, and also, standout performance from Butch, who hasn't played all year and then does that. What does that say about him and what he can do?
Oh, it shows what he's capable of. Obviously, he had a lot of confidence coming into the game, and the guys really got around him. He took 11 marks and backed himself in great conditions, I suppose, for a full forward. And he's just got to, I suppose, not back it up, but give the same effort, I suppose. That's what really got him into the game, and hopefully he comes back next week and provides the same kind of effort.
Lions appeared to try a bit of a physical game at certain stages of the match last night. Was that any surprise given their circumstances?
I'll give them credit. Their backs stood up and tried to play physical. They're very young and inexperienced, but they had a crack, and obviously the game didn't go their way, but they still had a crack, so give them benefit of the doubt.
And the Swans now another massive challenge next week in Sydney.
Yeah, obviously a big game. We'll be looking forward to that. The boys are really up and ready to go. Obviously, we've just got back off the flight, but worried about the sand for at the moment. But, yeah, the boys will be ready for that one.
And Hammer looked pretty sore just walking through the airport there. Noticeable limp. He's got to be a big doubt for next week.
Yeah, I've been told he's 50-50. He'll wait on scans and see how he goes during the week. Obviously, he's just got off the plane. He's a bit ginger and been, in the air for 3 hours. So we'll see how he goes during the week and hopefully he pulls up well.
And these ladder matches still matter to the squad, don't they? Given that the final's probably out of the road for you guys now, but they've still got matches to go. There's still points to prove and professional standards to uphold, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, obviously we're going to come in every week and try and improve. We're at a state where we just need to keep improving week by week and not worry about what's going to happen, but make sure we've got a young group in at the moment. We've got to get games under them and also just, I suppose, connect as a group and get better each week.
Beautiful. Thanks, thank you.
Wonderful.